From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Africa to become new market for Indonesian products. Indonesian and U.S. Air Forces hold first joint exercise for landing bombers. Now the news in detail. The African region has the potential to become a new market for products made by Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises. Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan on Friday, as quoted by Antara, made the remarks in response to the implementation of the new European Union Deforestation Free Regulation, which is expected to make it difficult for Indonesian farmers and small entrepreneurs to export their products to European countries. He also explained that if it is becoming more difficult to export Indonesia's products to Western countries, there are many emerging markets which can be the export target for Indonesia's micro, small, and medium enterprises products, such as African countries. The Indonesian and United States Air Force held the first joint exercise for landing bombers. According to the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta in a statement on Friday, in a historic first, two U.S. B-52 bombers landed in Indonesia on June the 19th to execute training exercises with the Indonesian Air Force's F-16 aircraft. The U.S. Embassy said the landing at Kuala Namu Airport in Medan and subsequent operations marked the first time that the U.S. B-52s have operated from Indonesia. Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Ahmad Basarah, has advised provincial authorities to formulate regulation for nurturing nationalism and the national ideology of Pancasila in their respective regions. In a written statement received by Antara on Friday, he also said that the regional regulation would bolster the Pancasila Ideology Development Agency's effort to disseminate Pancasila values throughout Indonesia. Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs has sought support from Australia for Indonesia's efforts in becoming a full member of the International Financial Action Task Force. To obtain the support, the ministry delegated its Deputy for Coordination of International Economic Cooperation, Edi Priyopambudi, to meet Sarah Chitji, the Deputy Secretary of National Security and Criminal Justice Group, at the Australian Attorney General's Department in Canberra on Wednesday, June the 21st. Pambudi noted in an official statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday that the meeting was held with the objective of seeking support from Australia for Indonesia's full membership in the Financial Action Task Force. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Official data of Singapore showed on Friday June the 23rd, that Singapore's core inflation eased to 4.7% year-on-year in May. As reported by CNA, core inflation has risen to 5.5% in February and January this year, a 14-year high, before falling to 5% in March and April. The decline in core inflation was mainly driven by falling inflation for services and food, said the Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Ministry of Trade and Industry. Three Palestinian militants have been killed in a rare Israeli drone strike in the occupied West Bank amid escalating violence in the territory. As reported by BBC.com, the Israeli military said it targeted a terrorist cell inside a suspicious vehicle that carried out a shooting attack near Jalama on Wednesday night. It added that it was the first such strike in the West Bank since 2006. Vietnamese Party General Secretary Nguyen Phu Trong received in Republic of Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who is on a state visit to Vietnam in Hanoi on Friday, June the 23rd. As reported by vovworld.vn, the party leader welcomed the Republic of Korea or South Korean president and his wife for visiting Vietnam right after the two countries upgraded their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership late last year. Nguyen Phu Trong praised the outcomes of the talk between the two presidents and urged the two countries to strengthen mutual understanding and mutual political trust through maintaining delegation exchanges at all levels. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from South Ogan Komering Ulu or OKU, South Sumatra Province. South Ogan Komering Ulu Regency Government, South Sumatra Province, held the 23rd Ranau Lake Festival in 2023 in the area's leading tourist destination, after 3 years absent due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor of South Sumatra, Herman Deru, while attending the festival at Lake Ranau on Wednesday, said the festival was an effort to maintain the heritage and culture left by the ancestors and prevent the negative impacts of foreign culture. The next news comes from Yogyakarta. State Islamic University Sunan Kalijaga, Yogyakarta, in collaboration with the Netherlands-Indonesia Consortium for Muslim-Christian Relations and the Association for the Science for the Quran and Interpretation, held an international conference with the theme Holy Quran for Peace and Humanity. Rector of the university, Professor Sahiron, in a written statement in Yogyakarta Wednesday, said that this theme was taken as the responsibility of academics to be involved in dealing with a number of challenges, including terrorism, intolerance, corruption, gender inequality, injustice, and other social problems. The conference, which lasted for 2 days from June the 20th and 21st, consisted of 4 main sessions with speakers from Indonesia, Netherlands, Malaysia, and the United States. The last news comes from Jakarta. On June the 23rd, 2023, the city of Jakarta celebrated its 496th anniversary. This year's celebration takes the theme, Jakarta Becomes a Work of Art for the Archipelago. Acting Governor of Jakarta, Heru Budi Hartono, during the anniversary ceremony said this theme was chosen to illustrate Jakarta's readiness to optimize all available resources. Jakarta's anniversary celebration began with a declaration which involved releasing 496 birds and planting trees. This is a symbol of Jakarta's commitment to supporting sustainable economic recovery with an environment orientation. The ceremony begins with a flashback video about the city of Jakarta and closes with the cutting of a rice cone as a form of thanksgiving for the 496th anniversary of the city by all regional government officials of Jakarta. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 24, 1928 about Jakarta incident. 24th of June 1928 is remembered by commercial aviation industry business players, particularly in England, as an important day for the aviation industry. At that time, a commercial Boeing 747-200 aircraft owned by British Airways Airlines serving London-Auckland flights flew into a cloud of hot dust that was blown by Mount Galunggung. The name of the Jakarta incident doesn't indicate the location of the incident, but Jakarta City is the closest city to the location of the incident, and it is known by the international community. So the incident was named Jakarta Incident. There were no fatalities from the incident, but as a result, all air transport safety protocols had been changed. Aviation experts have learned the dangers of volcanic eruptions for flights. Therefore, every time there is a volcanic eruption near a commercial flight route, the local aviation authority must close the route until conditions are safe for passage. Now let's move to the event on June 24, 1942, about the birthday of the 32nd President of Chile, Eduardo Frei Ruiz Tagle. Eduardo Alfredo Juan Bernardo Frei Ruiz Tagle is the 33rd President of Chile, who was born on June 24, 1942. He is a Chilean politician as well as a civil engineering scholar who served as President of Chile from 1994 to 2000. He served as President of the Chilean Senate from 2006 to 2008. We enter the in history with the event on June 24, 1945 about Allied troops that landed in Halmahera. On June 24, 1945, the Allied forces landed on the island of Fort Halmahera, Maluku, Indonesia, for the first time. For the United States and its allies, Halmahera Island, including Morotai Island, had a very important meaning, particularly when the United States wanted to launch a decisive counterattack against all Japan's interests in the Philippines and Korea during the Pacific War era on 1941 to 1945. The island was used as a place for the consolidation of hundreds of thousands of troops from the land, sea, and air forces. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today, gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today. Any way you want to, any way you've got to. Love, love me, love, love me, love, love.
Love today, love today.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on government ensures electric vehicle transition in line with Indonesia's green commitment. The Indonesian government continues to intensively encourage the transformation of the automotive industry to electric vehicles. Deputy for Infrastructure and Transportation Coordination at the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Rahmat Kaimuddin, told the media on Thursday that this transformation is believed to be able to reduce emissions and dependency on imported fuel oil. On the other hand, the transition to electric vehicles can also support air quality improvement and encourage the use of domestic natural wealth as a source of transportation energy. Rahmat Kaimuddin explained that the mass adoption of electric vehicles is one of the key components in Indonesia's energy transition journey, which is a necessity. Indonesia has committed to achieving its net zero emission target by 2060 or sooner, which is in line with global commitments to tackle climate change. The urgency of net zero has also encouraged countries that produce oil fuel-based vehicles to limit their sale. Countries such as the United States, the European Union, and the United Kingdom and China have announced plans to ban the sale of new oil fuel-based vehicles in 2035. In the United States, the ban on the sale of the oil fuel-based vehicles has officially become a regulation for the state of California. Rahmat Kaimuddin said, in carrying out the energy transition, the government would not only consider policies from abroad, but also Indonesia's conditions. The government will review and decide on the most appropriate policy and time for Indonesia. He further emphasized that the Indonesian government at the same time also needs to think about strategic steps towards net zero status in 2060 or sooner, when the transportation sector must be free of emissions. Hence, the transition process in the automotive sector for manufacturers, repair shops, to consumers can run fairly and inclusively. Currently, the government has issued various policies for battery-based electric motorized vehicles so that it will be easier for consumers to switch to electric vehicles. Among them are the imposition of lower taxes for electric vehicles, the provision of assistance, and the waiver of the odd-even rule for electric vehicle users. In the future, the government will try to provide additional conveniences so that people's interest in switching to electric vehicles will increase. That was My Indonesia Today.
Sifatmu yang membuat diriku
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder highlights Kabut Pelangi Waterfall in East Java. Lumajang is one of the tourism destinations in East Java, which offers some natural tourism options. There are lots of interesting waterfalls for tourists. One of the famous waterfalls due to its beauty is Kabut Pelangi Waterfall. It is located in Pronojiwo Village, Pronojiwo Subdistrict, Lumajang, East Java. It is called Kabut Pelangi because the condition around the area is often foggy, and if you arrive at this tourism spot at the right time, you can see a rainbow at the bottom of the falling water caused by the refraction of water and sunlight. Kabut Pelangi Waterfall is managed by Perum Perhutani Malang Forest Management Unit, and it is still included in the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park area because its location is still at the downhill of Mount Semeru. Listener, the Lumajang Kabut Pelangi Waterfall has a height of approximately 100 meters and it is located on a plain with an altitude of about 1,229 meters above sea level. This makes the waterfall tourism attraction look very beautiful, and before you arrive at the location of Kabut Pelangi Waterfall, you will enjoy seeing the waterfall. This waterfall has almost the same characteristics, but it is shorter. From the Anak Kabut Pelangi Waterfall to the Kabut Pelangi Waterfall location, you have to fight your way through the flowing river water, which originates from the waterfall, and it takes about 15 minutes. The river flow with towering cliffs is the main attraction, and you can also see monkeys playing and hanging from trees. Listener, to go to Kangi Waterfall area, you can reach it by motor vehicles. After arriving at the parking lot, visitors still have to continue the journey by trekking as far as 1.5 kilometers by passing up and down hilly terrain and steep and rocky tracks. As a popular tourism attraction, the facilities at this tourism spot are quite complete. Besides, there is also a camping area for those of you who want to set up a tent around the waterfall. In this tourism spot, there is also a horse that you can ride to return to the parking lot, so you are not exhausted to walk again after enjoying the beauty of the Kabut Pelangi Waterfall. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
lagu yang ingin ku nyanyikan. Terkenang semua kenangan yang telah ku alami. Ingin ku buka lembar baru untuk meneruskan hidupku. Tak mau lagi kesedihan selimuti diriku. Semua orang ingin bahagia menjalani hidup di dunia ini.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, a junior ballet group from the Netherlands, the Junior Company, is touring Indonesia. In a performance entitled Ballet Bubbles, 15 talented young ballet dancers from around the world who are members of the Junior Company will perform 5 different types of ballet dances. The art director of Ballet Bubbles, Ernst Meissner, said the dances to be performed will be varied, from the very classic to the most modern ones, and will also feature the work of talented young choreographers.
Zij gaan hier dansen 5 verschillende balletten.
They will present 5 different ballet dances, from the very classical to the most modern ones, classical ballet from the Sleeping Beauty and the long dance past the quarter. But we also have choreographers who have created special works for these young talents. There are Cedric Verwoerd and Wupje Kindersma, who often work with us. There is also a young choreographer from the Netherlands, Joshua Juncker, who is currently a member of the Royal Ballet London. Apart from performing dances, these talented young dancers also conduct workshops with local dancers in the cities they visit. Besides sharing knowledge, they also exchange culture through this event, which according to Ernst made this tour so special.
Het is mooi om terug te zijn, om het land weer te zien.
It's nice to be back to see this country again and meet the dancers here. This afternoon we held a workshop with dancers from here. They taught us traditional dance from here. We also danced together during the workshop. That's what the tour is all about, especially getting to know and collaborating with one another. So that's very special. Ernst Meisner also hopes that young Indonesian talents can join the junior company because, according to him, Indonesia has many talented young ballet dancers.
Vorige keer toen we hier waren, 3 jaar geleden, toen deden er een aantal Indonesische.
The last time we came here, 3 years ago, a number of young Indonesian talents joined us in the workshop. So we know there is classical ballet talent here. It would be great if anyone joined us one day. Ernst Meisner hopes that people will be interested in coming and attending their performances. Meanwhile, director of Erasmus Host Jakarta, Yolanda Melsert, sees the interest of the Indonesian people towards the ballet performance is huge, and she hopes that the performance will give good memories to the audience.
Ja, er komen 1000 mensen morgen, dus dat is de kaarten waren.
I hope lots of people will come tomorrow. The tickets were sold out in one day, so everyone has really high expectations. Of course, it's not every day that there are ballet performances in Jakarta and Indonesia, so I hope it will be a great success. I think people will love to spend an evening in this beautiful theater because it is really a very beautiful theater. The Ballet Bubbles performance was held at Graha Bakti Budaya Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Cultural Center, Jakarta on June 23, 2023 and will be held again at Padma Negara Conservatory Auditorium at SMK Negeri 8 Surakarta Vocational School in Central Java from June 28 to the 29, 2023. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Pecah Seribu by New Normal Keroncong. The song, which was released in 2002, is composed by Toto Aryo and popularized by Elvy Sukaesih, an Indonesian dangdut queen. The song Pecah Seribu has the meaning of someone who is missing her lover who is far from her. But this longing is covered by jealousy and fear if her lover turns to someone else. Those feelings makes her confused and restless every night. Well, listener, here is New Normal Keroncong with the song Pecah Seribu. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semakin lama semakin terasa jarak dan sikapmu yang seperlunya. Kita bicara dan kita masih sama, saling sayang dan yang paling nyaman. Tapi katamu itulah masalahnya. Tanpa misteri cinta tiada rasa.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.